KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, mostly sunny and 38 degrees at the Nishta Valley's official weather station in Atlantic. Today we look for partly cloudy skies with a high getting up near 78 degrees. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning in Atlantic. During their 9 o'clock session at the Cass County Courthouse, the board will discuss appointing a safety coordinator with regard to a recommendation from Iowa Municipal Workers' Compensation Association. Board Chair Dwayne McMahon reviewed the IMWCA's Workers' Compensation Safety Review on-site by Loss Control Representative Ed Morrison. Following his September 11th visit, Morrison said he finds the area workplaces to be generally safe and compliant. However, he recommended that Cass County appoint a safety coordinator to assess the state of safety in the workplace, promote safety, and ensure compliance with established safety programs and policies. The matter was taken under advisement during the board's meeting last week. The Cass County Board of Supervisors today will also discuss and possibly act on evaluation exemption agreement for the Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area Parcels, or PARCEL. The meeting of the Board of Supervisors gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning at the Cass County Courthouse. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know, I...
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Autumn, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
Well, a Council Bluffs man faces charges on being a felon in possession of a firearm, as 29-year-old Andrew James Ring of Council Bluffs was sentenced for being a felon in possession of a firearm, according to U.S. Attorney Nicholas A. Kleinfeld for the Southern District of Iowa yesterday. Ring was sentenced to 12 months and one day in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. The court also ordered Ring to pay a $100 special assessment for the crime victim fund. Ring was sentenced following his plea of guilty to the charge of felon in possession of a firearm. The charge arose out of an incident in which a motor vehicle operated by Ring struck a parked vehicle near a bar in Council Bluffs on December 5th of 2011. Council Bluffs police officers responded and found a rifle and ammunition in Ring's vehicle. Prior to possessing that rifle, Ring had been convicted of OWI third offense in Pottawatomie County. Also, 51-year-old Richard Pearson of Colorado Springs, Colorado, was sentenced for coercion and enticement of a minor to engage in unlawful sexual contact yesterday in district court, as Pearson was sentenced to 120 months in prison to be followed by 5 years of supervised release. The court also ordered Pearson to pay a $100 special assessment to the crime victim fund. The indictment related to the events involving him involved texting between Pearson and a minor under the age of 16, which occurred between about mid-February of this year and April of this year, when Pearson was in southwest Iowa on a trip from Colorado to engage in unlawful activities with a minor victim in Iowa. Pearson was an over-the-road trucker who cultivated a relationship with the minor victim using cell phones provided to the minor by Pearson. Well, now is the time to plant and get ready for future gardens, as the Cass County Master Gardeners Organization is offering a total of $1,500 in grant money to be used by the end of 2012 to encourage gardening and the growth of food and beautifying the surroundings. The money may also be used for education purposes. Any Cass County non-for-profit group or individual may apply. Schools, churches, libraries, 4-H clubs, scouts, and individuals working to improve their communities can use the money to begin improve gardens or landscaping and to provide education for their members of the public. Each grant has a maximum of $500. The appointment must also include plans for teamwork and sustainability. Application should be completed as soon as possible, and grant requests will be evaluated and awarded in the order received. Information and forms are available on the Cass County Extension website, and you can find a link to that website by going to kjan.com and clicking on our news tab. The Master Gardeners program trains volunteers to develop their knowledge and skills in horticulture. These volunteers then give back to their communities through the gardening service and education. Construction work will continue to restrict lanes on eastbound Interstate 80 near Council Bluffs through the weekend. The Iowa Department of Transportation will be closing the left lane of eastbound I-80 between Exit 1, that's I-29, and Exit 1B, that's South 24th Street, from Friday at 10 p.m. until Monday at 6 a.m., weather permitting. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey posted speed limits and other signs in work areas, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. As in all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and wear seat belts. The fourth face-to-face debate between Republican Congressman Steve King and Kristi Vilsack, his Democratic challenger, was held Thursday. King opened with a subtle attack on Vilsack, who moved to Ames to run in the new 4th Congressional District.
I live here, my roots are here, they're going to stay here, whatever happens in November.
The two quarreled over the languishing farm bill, as they have in their three previous debates.
I'm sitting in a position where I expect to be on the conference committee, and we'll have a voice of Iowa there when we hammer the last bill out.
I don't think that you're going to be on a conference committee. You haven't shown leadership in other situations either, and I don't think you're going to show leadership here.
Vilsack suggested there was a reason King was the only member of Iowa's congressional delegation who did not sign a petition calling for a vote on the House Farm Bill.
I think there are 136,000 reasons why he didn't do that, and those are the dollars that he is receiving from Club for Growth.
King immediately shot back by criticizing the way Vilsack's husband is running the USDA food stamp program.
The USDA has been spending millions of dollars advertising food stamps. They've gone from 19 million people on food stamps a few years ago to 47 million today. That's the bigger part of the argument going on in Congress, and that is hurting our agriculture.
The debate was held on the campus of Northwestern College. And the Secretary General of the UN plans to speak in Des Moines at the World Food Prize Award ceremony in October. World Food Prize Foundation President Kenneth Quinn says Ban Ki-moon has accepted an invitation to speak on October 18th. Taking a look now at world and national headlines on KJAN, former President Bill Clinton is going back on the campaign trail, stumping for President Obama. He'll appear in New Hampshire next Wednesday, the same day Obama and Republican rival Mitt Romney meet in their first debate. Romney has a rally in Pennsylvania today along with some fundraising. Obama also plans on fundraising today. The Food and Drug Administration is launching a national campaign today to alert the public to what the agency says is the danger of internet pharmacies. Amid evidence of an increasing number of online pharmacy shoppers, the FDA says the vast majority of those operations are frauds peddling potentially harmful fake drugs. And the 17 nations that use the euro have just had another economic shutter. Official figures show inflation rose unexpectedly to a six-month high in September, weakening expectations of another interest rate cut from the European Central Bank. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row?
Well, you know,
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Ottawa, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
In our funeral announcements, 102-year-old Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill of Hemet, California, and formerly Atlantic, died August 26th in California. Memorial Mass for Mildred Bernice O'Neill will be held this morning at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. 88-year-old Bertha Hansen of Elkhorn died on Tuesday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Bertha Hansen will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 75-year-old Kenneth Hansen of Atlantic died on Tuesday at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Kenneth Hansen will be held tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Manning Cemetery. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. 54-year-old Pamela Jean Putnam of Oakland died on Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Pamela Jean Putnam will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Reconbeath Funeral Home in Oakland. 57-year-old Larry Beckendorf of Exira died on Tuesday at his home in Exira. Funeral services for Larry Beckendorf will be held Monday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 70-year-old Arnold Duval of Lacona and formerly Kimbleton died on Tuesday. Services for Arnold Duval are currently pending, with Hamilton Funeral Home in Des Moines having the arrangements. 96-year-old Virgil Crouch of Irwin died on Thursday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Virgil Crouch are currently pending, with Odie Funeral Home in Manila handling arrangements. And 85-year-old Ruby M. Browning of Harlan and formerly Irwin died Monday at her home in Harlan. Private family services for Ruby M. Browning have already taken place, with Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan handling arrangements. That's our news on KJAN, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News.